Are you achieving your goals at work and in your relationships and personal life? Personal accountability is the key. Mark Samuel is author of the book, Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. As president of Impact Corporation, Mark helps individuals and teams around the world overcome obstacles to reach new levels of fulfillment, excellence, and success. Visit www.marksamuel.com to learn about his accountability coaching services and products, or call 323-969-0088. MarkSamuel.com, success you can count on. 323-969-0088. Well, here we are again, as always, bright, sunny day here in Tucson, and I assume, Mark Samuel, it's the same in Los Angeles today.
Yes, hi Zara.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's beautiful here too. It's just so nice.
Well, and I bet, are you going to get your keep your feet up for a few days here, Mark, in amongst promoting your new book, Making Yourself Indispensable, and consulting and the like?
Well, except for traveling across the United States tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Hey, I might. Which airport you're flying through? I might run into you. I'm doing the same.
Exactly.
No rest for the weary. No moss under the shoes or over the shoes of people like us. Well,
I know. I can't believe it. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I leave, and I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're too old for this. No, we're not. Well, I'm giving my second break. I'm not taking until a 10 o'clock flight out. But yeah, exactly. We're no rest for the weary. That's because we love what we do. Well,
exactly.
It is.
At least that's what we keep telling ourselves.
And it works. It's a motivation strategy that works, isn't it?
Exactly, it is.
Well, great. For our listeners who may not know Mark, and if you're streaming us, do look out on marksamuel.com or impaqcorp.com. Mark leads this organization. He's a global consultant, executive coach, trainer, focusing on teams and the like. Of course, he's our accountability guru. As I mentioned, this word, count on ourselves and others. Mark's newest book is Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. And we thought one good subject today would be this, you know, what do you do if you're really feeling stuck, and particularly how to turn disappointment into enthusiasm?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's you know, as you know, it's the people we run into that give us our topics. And I just met someone actually in one of my sessions who had gotten a pre-order of my book, and she was describing just how discouraged she was feeling because she wasn't getting ahead in her job. Mm-hmm. She was having difficulty in, you know, finding a good relationship to be in that she really wanted, and it just, she became hopeless and discouraged, and it was like she said that there was like it was just kept being a downward cycle for herself, because, you know, she'd go to work each day feeling frustrated, and then she'd go home to, you know,
more
not
the
having
same
a relationship of
right.
her dreams, and you know, then luckily she actually, you know, got a copy of the book and described how it helped.
Well, isn't that has to be so fulfilling for you as an author, let alone just a general human being, to know you touch someone's soul like that?
Yeah, and it was what was great about it is, because I love that fact, but I also wanted to find out, well,
what did she
get from the book that was so helpful, because maybe I could steer people towards those sections. And basically it was three things in particular. One was that she really liked the fact that she could see herself in the victim loop.
Yep.
Just having it described, and she goes, that's me, you know, was really helpful. But she said the real turning point came when she read page 104 in the book has an exercise called Taking Your Power Back.
Yep.
And it's all about, you know, both living your situation from a victim position, and then how would you describe it if you were accountable and really responsible for it. And she said it totally put her back in command and in the pilot's chair. And at that point, she said, you know what? I can turn this around. Mm-hmm. And that's when she started to do the rest of the exercises around, you know, her picture of success and playing big and all of those
things.
That's
very good. Well, let me slow you down just a second in the event some of our listeners aren't familiar with your fundamental model. For our listeners, it's a figure eight where the top loop is the accountability loop and the bottom is the victim loop. Mark, why don't you, although I know we hate to start with a downer, but tell us the steps or that traps of the victim, so that then we can flip people up into the upper loop thinking.
Yeah, and it all begins with a very simple piece that we all run into each day, and that's sometimes we get challenges that we just simply want to ignore. And that could be, you know, having a difficult conversation with someone that we really need to have that conversation, or it might be a major project that we, you know, that's riding on us, but we keep putting it off because we don't know quite how we're going to approach it, so we ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes there's those problems that we then go into denial about. Like, you know, I shouldn't have to do this, and I don't want to have to do this, and I don't want to put in that effort. And I know for me anyway, I start to feel that way. I feel like the 3-year-old whiny kid, you know? But the problem with that is then if we don't have to do it, that means that we go into a blame game and start to find out, well, you know, it's my spouse's fault, or it's my boss's fault, or it's, you know, my friend's fault, or, you know, corporate's fault, whatever that is. And that gets really tricky, because then as our minds work, we like to find evidence, and that causes us to go into justification and rationalization about why we're right. And so we prove, and that's what she was finding. She was saying that she was proving herself true by keep reinforcing, gee, I never get anywhere on this job. So guess what? She was never getting anywhere on the job. You know, and then, of course, we go into resistance. Well, I just don't want to have to change. And look, if it's this much effort, I'm just not going to put any effort in. And when she did that, it just made her job situation worse. And then finally, you know, she then got so embarrassed about being so down that she would hide in her office.
Yeah.
And literally hiding is that next step in the victim loop. And you know, hiding comes in many forms. Sometimes we overwhelm ourselves with busyness on things that aren't important just to keep us away from the things that are important. Or sometimes we end up always confused about how to do it right, so we never take any action.
Yeah, I mean, we're frozen.
And that's another victim stance.
Yeah. So that's the idea of getting stuck then.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. So
you're in that circle, you're really creating a downward spiral on yourself. It just gets more and more discouraging. I've been there. You know, I think most people can relate to having been there at some point. The catch is, how do we get out of it
faster? Yeah, and do so in a way that's supportive and then sustainable, so that, you know, as you've always said, we can always count on the human condition that we're going to backslide, but so long as we put preventative action in place, we can get into that different loop of accountability.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a choice. You know, simply it's a choice, but it takes energy to make that new choice.
Oh, I was going to say, such a choice. That sounds like, yep, just go make a different choice. No, there's an awful lot that goes into that process, isn't it?
That's right. And the more we're prepared for it, the more we know what step to take, the more we have people around us that are supportive. You know, I, to me, that's also helpful. It's like, I don't want to be around other complainers, which is a lot of times what you'll see people do. People who are discouraged in life find other people who are also discouraged so they can have the pity party together.
Oh, yeah.
And that just makes it harder to get out of it, you know. If you're around people who are always, you know, overcoming obstacles, they'll be the ones that encourage you and say, yes, you can do it, and yeah, you know, let's get back to what your purpose is, and do all those things that are around the, you know, accountability loop, those six steps, that can really help you, you know, maintain a more positive focus and more direct focus on what you determine as success.
So what a way for her to come, loaded to want to learn, having had her eyes open to the blame loop and the victim loop she'd fallen into, to then walk into your workshop.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And you know, she talked a lot about the fact that she now has a clear picture of success for herself, a very clear intention about what contribution she wants to make. And so that's what drives her in the morning. So, yeah, she may feel stuck in the job, but she doesn't really care in a sense, because I'm going to still do my purpose. I don't care about anybody else. I'm doing my purpose because my purpose is there to help others. And my purpose is there, you know, it's not self-interested and me-centered, but it's really about supporting the team, supporting the organization. organization. Hey, and if you don't want someone who's going to support the organization, then you don't really deserve me. So
yes.
He had a really interesting attitude about it.
Well, it's interesting. We both, as you said, how many of our your and my desire to chat it up here on Saturday is usually something near term that just happens. And I was with a client who called me in a panic, of similar circumstance until like midnight this week, talking through the fact that actually she had had an epiphany because she was done with the way she was being treated in this particular organizational setting, and indeed she got her power back. But it was fascinating because we had been to two or three other junctures like this in previous years as we helped her work through some things, but this was the one was like the straw on the camel's back. Now for
yeah.
your colleague, how lucky that it was in a learning scenario, right? She could read something that would spark it, because so many of us don't get those epiphanies until there really is something difficult that happens face to face with someone.
Well, that's right. Or we end up reading a book that's nice about philosophy, but
yeah.
doesn't give you the actual steps and actions you can take, which is really why I wanted to make sure mine was actionable and not just philosophical.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We're speaking with Mark Samuel, of course, from Impact Corporation, and his newest book is called Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. So, Mark, this woman actually then joined your workshop almost in a testimonial standpoint as well as a learning one then, didn't she?
Yeah, it was really nice because she's, again, living the principles, and it's, and it, you know, even for myself, that's always still a test. You know, anyone can write a book and have what the good ideas are, but are you truly living it? And we've all seen many leaders and teachers who don't live what they teach, and so for me, she becomes then the teacher because she's living it, even though she's also the student. And I think we're all, in a sense, teachers and students.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. So that prospect, and I mean, that's what gets you out of bed every day and on airplanes on 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning to fly to the next client, is that continual learning mode and exploring you're doing, kind of living in your own science fair project in some regard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and again, once because our as human beings, we find evidence when we hear someone's story that's so positive, mm-hmm. and you know, demonstrates how you can turn, you know, your discouragement around, then we start finding evidence of that, you know. And then I met someone else who hadn't read the book, you know, it wasn't from that, but she said that, you know, she was actually a manager who scheduled a meeting, and one of her subordinates who couldn't come to the meeting canceled the meeting on everybody's schedule.
Oh my.
I thought, wow, that's bold. But, you know, what the manager said was, you know, at first I was hurt, you know, I felt disrespected and all these, you know, personal feelings, and I caught myself in the victim loop because she had that awareness. But she said, then I said, how am I not standing up in my leadership that would allow someone to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought, well, that is such great self-reflection.
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing that's causing that discouragement that where I'm feeling stuck by others, but maybe it's me who's not doing something that's creating my own stuckness?
Wow. That's a good,
pretty powerful concept.
Well, it certainly is, because I think most individuals would jump to the conclusion it was insubordination.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it's mutiny on the bounty, by the way.
That's right. And we go into the blame game, and of course she has to handle that, but there's something else to be handled if that even took place. And for her not to have taken more command and say, you know what, I don't care if this is canceled, I'm going to call these people up and tell them to get in my office right now. We're going to have the meeting without her, and I'll have to talk with her later. She didn't even think of that because she was so hurt mm-hmm. by what took place.
Then, of course, the other thing we need to be mindful of is it could have been an electronic snafu where someone just inadvertently hit delete meeting and it affected everybody else in the electronic web.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, it could have been. But it wasn't in this particular situation.
But yes, you're right, and checking it out. But see, again, it's how we have those emotional reactions cause that discouragement that we're talking about. And, you know, enthusiasm takes, you got to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just think it's going to happen automatically. It's like a little burning fire. If you don't feed the fire goes out. Well, that's what enthusiasm is. And you have to feed it with your picture of success, and you got to feed it with positive thoughts, and you have to feed it with energy. And you can't take that defeated position, or the fire flame goes out.
Well, and you know, how interesting it is, I often comment, is that people have a tendency more to feed the monster that's sitting in the closet, you know, high-calorie cookies. And if
that's
they
right.
would stop feeding the cookies to the monster, you might find out there was no monster there to start with. But we can fall into that trap as well.
Yeah, yeah, and as we say, you know, those, you know, we have physical habits, and then we have emotional, mental habits that, you know, even habits of negative thinking, or habits of discouragement, or habits of, oh, this will never work, or habits of tracking, you know, 3 steps forward, 2 steps backward. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where I never feel like I'm making enough progress because I'm seeing some progress, and then bemoan, you know, the 2 steps backwards rather than saying, no, I'm still having net gain. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and, oh, by the way, it might have been a good thing that you take 5 steps backward because you were probably set yourself on the wrong trajectory.
Well, and a very excellent point. Very excellent point.
Mark, you know, we touched on your model, the victim loop. You ignore, you fall in denial, the blame game, justification, rationalizing, resistance, hiding. Now let's flip everybody up to the top loop so we get anchored in that terminology as well.
Yeah, so it's the first step is recognizing what isn't working for you, mm-hmm. you know, and not doing it from a standpoint of I'm upset because you did this to me or my work is doing this to me, but more about just what isn't working from a straight neutral position, you know, in terms of the results you want, whether it's a relationship or whether it's work or performance or communication, whatever it is, and then owning your part and
yep.
saying, you know
yep.
what, I'm going to take command over this. I don't know necessarily how yet. I haven't figured out. I don't have all the solutions. But inside of me, I'm going to take dominion over this, and I'm going to take ownership. And the third step is critical. You know, ownership does not mean beating yourself up.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's what so many people do, is they take ownership by beating themselves up and saying, what a jerk and how stupid and all that. And those are really judgments that are not based in any ground of reality. We create evidence to prove it, but it's all fantasy, if you will. It's all illusion because we don't know how it should go. And we're making a lot of assumptions. So forgiveness is really key. Let yourself off the hook. Let go of the past. You can't solve the future by focusing on yeah. what didn't work in the past.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And beating yourself up only takes your power away from you or blaming someone else, you know, and
right.
not forgiving someone else. Once we've really truly forgiven, where we're neutral about it, and we say, okay, now I've got this problem, let's focus on the solution. Now you can start doing the self-examination and look at, okay, what can I do differently? And how might I approach it differently? What, you know, that was exactly what this person did who was discouraged. She looked and said, okay, what can I do differently at work? Well, I can start serving people differently
right.
and be happy with that. And asking those questions creates then the learning, creates the answers, and then you got to act on it. Action is the key because, you know, so many of us want to take the right action, but the right action is learned through experience, not
exactly
learned
by
through
doing
mentalizing.
It. Right, right. Yeah.
So that's the real key in this. And then one other piece that we seldom talk about with the word accountability is you then need to be accountable for your success. And in fact, I was talking to this person who I mentioned, the manager who had the meeting canceled, and I said, well, how did you share that with your boss? And she said, well, I told the boss all about the situation and how down I was about mm-hmm. it. I said, you had 2 or 3 other successes this week. Did you share that? And she said, oh, no, I never share my successes. I only share my problems.
Right, right.
She says, I already know my successes. Why should I share them? Because nobody else knows it, and you're not feeding the energy of it. And people then only think you have problems. They don't even know that you've got successes.
Well, and plus, that's back to that self-talk, that you're not even acknowledging within your own self that you're filling up the capability matrix of all the great things that you know and can do as well. Well, Mark, thank you so much as always. Mark's new book, by the way, again, is Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. You go on marksamuel.com. And also, Mark, I'm looking forward to, what, about a month from now, hosting you here in Tucson. Have you live in the studio, in fact.
Yes, I'm so looking forward to it.
Very good. We'll have a great Sunday travel tomorrow, great Saturday today with your loved ones and friends, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks so much, Zara.
All right, Mark. Take care.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.